AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Before the General Assembly, President Trump criticized the United Nations for its lack of action. He says it has potential.
But it's not even coming close to living up to that potential.
The president criticized European nations for buying oil from Russia during the war in Ukraine.
And it was very embarrassing to them when I found out about it, I can tell you that. But they have to immediately cease all energy purchases from Russia. Otherwise, we're all wasting a lot of time.
The president called immigration and policies confronting climate change a double-tailed monster that's ruining Europe. On climate change,
it's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion.
He also said if you don't get away from the green energy scam, your country will fail. The Secret Service says it is dismantling a telecom threat around the UN capable of crippling cell service in New York City. President Trump abruptly canceled a planned meeting with Congress's two top Democrats. The AP Sagar Magani reports a partial government shutdown is looming.
After the Senate failed to approve funding measures last week,
the theater must end.
Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries asked the president to meet with them for the first time since returning to office. Yesterday, the White House agreed, but this morning the president rejected it, refusing to negotiate over Democrat demands to shore up health care funding as part of a deal. On social media, Schumer writes the president would rather throw a tantrum than do his job. A shutdown would start next week if the House and Senate cannot agree on a funding bill. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The man accused of trying to assassinate President Trump at his Florida golf course last year told jurors he didn't intend to kill anyone that day. Iran's supreme leader is rejecting direct negotiations with the United States over his country's nuclear program. This is AP News. A drone flyover above Copenhagen Airport prompts concerns Russia was behind it.
Antonis, director of police at the Copenhagen branch, says it's extremely serious when you shut down an international airport for almost 4 hours. This also has the character of something that plays over in relation to what we see outside the country's borders. A skilled drone pilot flew two or three large unidentified drones over Copenhagen Airport, shutting down the airspace for hours. The drones appear to have flown many miles to reach the airport, and investigators are looking at how they got there, whether it was by land or possibly by boat. Flights to the airport resumed, though delays and cancellations continued. Security concerns in Northern Europe are heightened following an increase in Russian sabotage activities and multiple drones and fighter jet incursions into NATO airspace in recent weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.